News Talk 1620 WTAW visiting this afternoon. Patricia Logan of the College Station Police Department. First, I want to get some more information about an arrest that took place that began with a concerned citizen regarding door-to-door soliciting.
Yes, on Thursday, February the 14th, at approximately 6:35 p.m., the College Station Police Department received a complaint regarding a door-to-door solicitor in the Foxfire subdivision. An officer responded to the area and located a male that matches the description provided by the complainant in the area of Faulkner Drive and Frost Drive. The male possessed a permit indicating he was working for TMB Sales and selling cleaning supplies. The officer identified the male and discovered that he had an outstanding warrant for escape. The warrant was from Cuyahoga County, Ohio. Authorities in Ohio confirmed that the warrant was valid and indicated that they would extradite the subject to Ohio. The subject was arrested and booked into the Brazos County Jail. I do want to touch that all solicitors do require a permit in College Station. If a solicitor does show up at your door, please ask for them to show you a copy of their permit because they are required to show it. Please don't hesitate to call us if they cannot provide you with a permit. And please provide us with a description of the person and what they are driving.
Which came in very handy in this particular incident that the solicitor did have a permit, but because of the concerned citizen did result in taking somebody off the street who wasn't supposed to be on the streets.
Correct.
While we're on the subject of door-to-door soliciting, Patricia, if you can talk about the steps that one has to go through and who has to apply for a permit to do what sort of things in residential neighborhoods, for instance.
Okay. All solicitors are required to have a permit. You can obtain a permit at the accounting office at City Hall. The permits are valid for 30 days. There is a small fee to obtain a permit. You can get the application online on the city website. The list of requirements are listed on the website as well.
And does soliciting include everything from, like, this gentleman yesterday selling cleaning supplies from out of state to the local Girl Scouts who have been selling cookies, for instance?
Correct. If the girls are going door-to-door, they are required to have a permit as well.
And as you mentioned, there is more information on the city website, cstx.gov, and it's pretty easy to navigate to get to seeing not only that online permit application, but also the rest of the information regarding this particular subject.
Correct.
Thanks, as always, for the information. Patricia Logan at the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.